Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor, and I thought I would just share a little bit of the sound of my steel drum that I absolutely am in love with. And it makes such a gorgeous tone, so I just thought I would play a few sounds here as we were getting our show started. And as you know, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show has been around for close to, even when I say this, I can't believe it, it's like for 30 years almost. And we always like to start all the shows by thanking each and every one of you who have supported us through all these years and who continue to do so. We hear from so many of you ongoing, and you just, I don't think you realize how much it means to us. And I want to say, first of all, excuse my voice. I'm still dealing with Florida. I'm not sure why that is, but it is. And I've never been allergic to anything, so I just noticed that my voice kind of gets crazy every once in a while. So Mind, Your Body, and the Spirit is produced by the Healthy Referral Newspaper, which is our awesome, not just because we publish it, awesome full-size newspaper that has to do with preventive and natural health. And again, all of this began between the years of 1986 and 1989, and we knew back then that there was something very, very, very big down the road that would be one of the main reasons that we were given this mission so many years ago. And I felt that in the deep core of me. And the last three and a half years, when it began, I said to Tom, my business partner, oh, wow, okay, this is it. I felt very much that what I was feeling all those years ago was now taking place. And that was at a time that I really feel we all have put in for to be here at this time. It's a monumental time. Yes, it's challenging, and it's also a huge opportunity for us to take action and actually live our purpose as to why we're here. And as you know, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, we interview such amazing people, and all of these live interviews that we're doing, like today, are recorded and archived on our Blog Talk site, which is just wonderful because you can go in there 24/7. And I tell people that if you can't sleep at night, just don't fight it and go on to our site and click and listen to some of the interviews. I'm sure that you would enjoy them. If you're interested in how you can be a guest on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, please let us know, as well as if you would like to promote your mission or business in the Healthy Referral Newspaper, which most of you know, it is a full-size newspaper. It is national, and it absolutely is about natural health. So if that is something that's close to your heart and that's your mission or your business, then we would love to have you participate. If you would like to participate also in our 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo, we are resuming our expos, and it is going to be at the Sarasota Municipal Auditorium in Sarasota, Florida, September 23rd and 24th of 2023. We are more than excited and had a feeling for a long time that we would end up doing what we're doing right now. So we have, of course, exhibitor spaces, and we are looking at how to best do the speaker log this time just because of some different things that we're working with in regards to space and all that. So again, our contact information for any of the above or something else that you might have in mind, you can call 216-533-22. Whoa, every once in a while we get a little glitch. So if you hear something like that, please just excuse it. 216-533-2273. Again, that's 216-533-2273. And, of course, our website is Healthy Referral. That's R-E-F-E-R-R-A-L, healthyreferral.com. Again, healthyreferral.com. And our emails and anything else are on there, so you can just take a peek at that and get in touch with us. We're always ready to talk with you. And if you don't reach us directly, just leave us a message and we will certainly call you back. As you know, we have had and we have amazing guests. I'm going to bring Dr. McDermott in a moment, open her mic. Right now, I don't believe it's open just yet. And this lady is, she's absolutely amazing. In fact, when Tom, my business partner, because he had met her first, had told me about her, I looked into the information and I thought, wow, this awesome lady is doing what I have always, always felt in regards to mental health. Now, what does that really mean? I'm not going to tell you a whole lot because I want her to actually do that. However, what I am going to tell you is that Dr. Denise McDermott, MD, has been in private practice since 2001. And as a medical doctor, that's right, she is a medical doctor, with board certifications in both adult and child psychiatry. She does treat children, adolescents, and adults. And her goal is to empower you and your child and your family and all the people that she's working with to believe in wellness, not illness, and to lead a balanced, healthy lifestyle. It is, again, Dr. Denise McDermott, MD, and I am going to open her mic, and hopefully everything flows really well. Let's see. Dr. Denise, are you there?
Marcia, thank you for having me. It's such an honor.
How are you, dear? We've been so excited about finally getting this in, and you were so kind that you interviewed us a while back. And that was very, very special. We got into so many wonderful topics. It was absolutely amazing. And again, you heard the little that I had said about you because I don't want to say a whole lot. I usually love to let our guests get into, you know, who they are, what they're about, what's close to their heart with what they do, instead of me talking. And I could certainly say a lot about you, but I'm not going to do that. So, how about starting out by giving a little bit about yourself?
Well, you know, I'd like to do that, but I just want to emphasize the importance of presence and just being in the now. So I just want to say happy Friday, everyone that's listening. I don't know what your week's been like, but I believe if we're in this moment, it's like the only moment we have. And I'm all prepped. I had a busy week, but I went out and spent some time in sunshine. Got a little exercise right before this interview. So one of the things for everyone to know about me is that gratitude is my secret sauce. So thank you for having me. And a little bit about me, I am a mother. I am an adult and child integrative psychiatrist. I am humbled by my ability to connect deeper and deeper with what people might say, source, spirit, my empathy. And I think I'm just kind of humbled after this, you were talking about the last 3 years and, you know, for what I do, being on the front lines of mental health, you know, I've seen a lot of people battle with severe depression, addiction, substance abuse, domestic violence. And I've also seen people go from their crisis moments to their thrive moments. So I feel like I'm actually just at this place. I don't know, you know, everyone gets to a certain point in their life where they just almost are just grateful. So that's where I'm at right now. I mean, I've got a lot of things I can tell you about me, but I'm just in this moment. And thank you for all you guys do since you established this radio show in the newspaper.
Well, thank you so much. And I know that with those of us, Denise, who are here at this time, are really getting a sense that it is a time of, and you said the word that is a word that I use quite often, and that is about being present, you know, present in the moment, in the now. There is nothing but the now, because you certainly know this well. in the now, you know, that creates your future and your past. And that's why that awesome word that starts with the major P, present, is a very, very important word. And I know that when we had our interview together, it was a monumental time for Tom and I. Afterwards, we talked quite a bit about the interview, or the sharing, I should say. I wouldn't even call it an interview. And the things that you're doing are so, so important. I have had my own experiences with children, you know, adults as well, but right now I'm talking about children, who have so many mixed feelings, don't know really who to talk to, reach out in the ways that they know how to reach out, or don't know how to reach out. And I'd like to know just, and I know the listeners would appreciate this too, say that you have a child, whatever age that you feel is one that you want to choose at the moment. And if they are having an issue, how do you approach that? And I know it, of course, depends on the child and the issue and all of that, but just like to kind of give the listeners a sense of how you do what you do.
Okay, so one of my Earth costumes is being a doctor, so we're talking about that. We'll pop into host and producer in a little bit. So when someone picks up the phone, it's usually the parents that reach out to me, and let's say someone's having stress with academics, sadness, bullying. The whole way it happens is usually the parent picks up the phone, do a screening, but you really need to meet someone where they're at. A lot of times when I'm interviewing a child for the first time, I first ask them, did you even know you were coming here? So it's really important that we understand everyone's unique perspective, no matter what age they are, background, race, sexuality. And I have a term called, and kind of a concept of embracing your neurostyle and beyond. And even the word neurostyle is like non-shaming. So for a child, a lot of times, you know, I always tell the parents, please let them know where they're going. Because a lot of times kids just want to get home and play with their friends. So I think how I approach it is I meet them where they're at, and I usually say, was this your idea, your parents' idea? And a lot of the kids, I can do generalities or I can go specific, but just in that moment when you're first connecting with someone, a lot of times if they're going to talk to a therapist, a psychiatrist, a lot of times people don't always have almost like a non-judgmental view of their own feeling state. A lot of times people come to appointments feeling a little bit ashamed. And I think one of the most important, crucial first steps when anyone's going to see you, whether it's a child, teen, or adult, but the child especially, is you try to meet everyone where they're at. So it sort of takes the stress away. And I feel like when someone's finally gotten to the point where they go to see a psychiatrist, they've usually gone through almost like every line of other type of help. So you really need to hold this sacred space of the non-shaming. And I'll give you a specific example. I have a situation, and I'm not going to do gender, name, too much details just to protect anonymity, but I knew that this, you know, just like when we're kids and we go to see Officer Friendly or the firemen, that like very simple phrases like remembering stop, drop, and roll. For kids, you have to grab their attention. In a situation like, let's say there's a safety issue, I recently talked in really simple terms of we're going to address safety and we're going to have solutions. Those are very neutral, very positive, and it sets the tone. And so using that type of language, that type of connection, really seeing like, you know, it's almost like they get relieved. They're like, oh, phew. You know, so I think when you approach it, and usually with children and teens, it's a two-hour appointment where I meet with them first, and then I meet with their parents, and then we all meet together. I can let you ask questions now, but I just wanted to kind of start the answering of your question. Do you want me to keep going?
Oh, no, you can. Yeah, you can. See, the reason, too, that I feel that this is important, and it just happens to be the initial thing we're talking about, is, you know, we had, of course, people reading the info about you, and I know that there are numerous people who, you know, have children who are working through a lot of things right now. And so I know that in having them hear you is going to mean a lot to them. And you know, what you said already is the meeting everyone at where they are, you know, and how important that is. So I just wanted to give you the space to, you know, share whatever about that part of what you do, you know, that you felt was important to communicate. So I feel that you did do that. And so, in other words, feel rest assured. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
One of the big things, I think, is realizing the power of our words, thoughts, and actions in any situation, and what we tell ourselves. And mental health and discussing mental health has come a long way in the last, I'd say, 5 years. But there was so much shame and stigma. And in recent times, we have celebrities, we have people writing memoirs, we have people confronting their parents in documentaries. It's almost like mental health is the new sexy right now, meaning people are feeling easier. But in reality, in our homes, it's often hard to get someone to open up and do deeper dives on allowing themselves to have their feeling states. So everything that I do, Marcia, as a doctor, mother, and also the Dr. Denise Show, is about changing the way we think, talk, and act about mental health. And everyone has their own unique perception. And a lot of times we project onto others and we don't remember that we're kind of each of our own little universes. And when I use non-judgmental, non-shaming, like today, like in the last month, someone thought they were, quote unquote, in trouble because of the appointment, because there was something at school that happened. And, you know, there's times when, let's just broaden this out to bullying. Whether someone is the bully or they're being bullied, there's emotional strife. So how do you, when someone's coming to see you, get someone to open up? So I think that's one of the most paramount things we can do when we're talking about mental health, whether we're the mother, the father, the grandparent, the coach, the doctor, the therapist, and building that trust.
Absolutely. And as you're speaking, Denise, what's coming up for me is I'm going to share, I think I may have mentioned this, but, you know, my own grandson, who somehow got to be 15 years old, when he was about five, you may recall me sharing this with you, but I want the listeners to hear. When he was about five, he was in the car with me, sitting in the passenger side, and we're riding along, and I just had this sense that I wanted to ask him a question. So the question was, what do you like? He calls me Gaga. You know, that's the name he gave me from the time he was tiny. So I said, what is it that you like the most about Gaga? And he takes just, you know, maybe 10 seconds, seem like longer, but, and he replies, now this is from a five-year-old, you listen to me.
Melt my heart. So sweet.
Oh my God, you're telling me. I mean, it hits the spot that it hit when he originally said it. I mean, absolutely. All I have to do is think about it, and I go through the same experience over and over again. And believe me, I let him know in that moment how special that was for me that he told me that. And
it's really special.
Yes, it is. It is, and it's a gift. And when I know that's one of the things about you that, you know, when we were introduced and Tom introduced us, and he had a sense anyway, well, not even a sense, but a knowing, that there's a lot of commonality that we have, you and I have, at the same time as of course, differences in lots of things. But I really have acknowledged through my entire life the knowing that it's a gift. It's a gift to be able to have people feel comfortable with sharing and with speaking to me and telling me things. And my mom used to say, because I would go home and I'd share things with her, and the one thing she always said to me was, just remember one thing, never repeat it. So that was my wise mom, you know. It was like, just, you know.
Beautiful.
And so I that is definitely one of the connections that I feel that, you know, you and I have. And when you speak about things and all of that. So it's, you know, people simply want to be able to be heard. They don't even necessarily need for you to give them advice or tell them what to do, because many times in talking with people or children, adults, whatever, in my life, it has been mostly from a listening standpoint, and how much that is appreciated is sometimes beyond words, you know. So our mental health would be awesome.
Well, I'm just getting, so in this exact moment, I'm just here with you, but I'm also thinking about people tuning in. And, you know, you hear the words, you know, on the news, we're in this mental health crisis, there's threats, there's gun violence. And so I think one of the trickiest things, I call it the earth ride, that we're on our own little earth ride here together. We're talking about how do we hold sacred space for ourselves and for others. And I find with children, and we can switch the age group, but to me it applies to all, is you have to go deeper. And when I say embracing your neurostyle and beyond, the neurostyle is a perception definition that we all process and perceive things in our own unique way. And there's something that's called, I call the fabulous five: biological, psychological, social, cultural, spiritual, and sixth sense intuition. So as we are having mental wellness and not illness, we have to ask ourselves, how are we showing up for that person's unique perception? Because sometimes we forget that we have such different perceptions. We can be listening to the same sentence, but perceiving it so differently. And so I have my Western, I have my West, what did you say?
I said absolutely. I was just commenting on what you're saying.
Yeah, so we have I have my Western medicine training, but I also blend with holistic health, intuition, and the concept of, you know, unseen energy. And when you're listening to someone, I get the words, you're holding sacred space. And I think one of the modern day challenges for all of us is everyone, if you could just imagine like a holiday photo where everyone's smiling, but then they're holding their electronic devices as though their electronic device is like an appendage of them. And so I think, I know for my son who is about to be 14, and I've also raised older stepkids, I think, and even some of the challenging new appointments recently, if kids have been so glued, especially during the pandemic, to their electronics and video games and Snapchat and social media, I think there's been a lot lost. I'm not saying we're going to get rid of electronics. I'm not villainizing social media. I'm not villainizing gaming. But if people don't know how to sit there and hold space in person or even hearing someone's voice, I think there's a lot of loneliness and a lot of emptiness right now for humanity.
I totally agree. Totally agree. And, you know, we can use different words, of course. And I have said similar things using a few different words. And, you know, I love technology. I think it's great. And it's like everything in life, there's a place for it, and it's not having it become an actual part of your body to where you cannot put it down or not look at it for 10 minutes, et cetera. So I know, I've watched. I do a lot of watching, a lot of watching people and children, and I certainly can see that. And I'll be the first one to say that technology, it's like so many things in life, Denise. There's good, and then there's a part that can be used that ends up not being the best. So it's finding that balance.
I love that. I was just going to say balance. And I had an emergency about 90 minutes ago, and I had been planning on doing an hour swim before our show, but then I'd like to just give everyone the concept of, like, adaptive perfectionism versus restrictive perfectionism and how you find your own unique balance. And I just got out in the sun for 20 minutes, and I went in the jacuzzi. I'll swim later on tonight. So I think balancing your life with the right amount of good nutrition, cardio, sunshine, giving back to others, and you have to know how to check in with yourself. You have to ask yourself, and I ask myself the question, what do I need to do? And I'm like, I need sunshine. And so I think these simple things, like simple questions that sound really like, okay, really now? You're going to tell us just to ask the question? But learning how to get close with yourself and learning what you need. And I think that's one of the biggest things we can teach our children. And also I want to say, you and I wanted to touch on in this interview the importance, you know, we're talking about children, and I think when kids are playing or when adults are playing, we are at the highest level of mental wellness and not illness. So I think that the idea of how do you play, how do you have fun, and how do you shift from like a serious moment to later on having fun, I think that's one of the biggest gifts we can all embrace.
Absolutely. And I call it, and we talked about this before too, is continuing to tap into our childlike self. I love
Absolutely.
The term childlike self. You know, I mean, I'm definitely a player. I have a hula hoop. I do. I have roller skates. Just whatever. And it's interesting that you said what you did before the show, because I went out and I took a most wonderful walk. I was actually going to go and do an errand in that, and I thought, you know, I'm not doing that. And I was in the car going to do that. And I stopped and I went, no, I'm not. And I changed myself into a whole different direction and took off for about a half an hour walk in the sunshine, because, you know, I am in Florida and there's lots of sunshine. and that was just before the show. So absolutely. And talked at one point, Denise, about, you know, love of self. And we all have had different experiences in our lives. And I certainly have as well. And having learned through life that the absolute greatest love is the love of self. And, you know, people realize when they really understand what that means, that is not selfish. You know, when you have it, you can give it. When you don't have it, there's nothing to give. So,
yes.
But
I feel like, oh, go ahead.
No,
is it okay if I just, because
no,
you asked me about, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, I was just, I know that I wanted to also give you the opportunity to share about your awesome show that you have and some of the things around that.
Yeah, I'd love to do that, but I just want to tell everyone, so as an adult and child psychiatrist, children, for everyone to know, 50% of all lifelong mental health challenges start before age 14, 75% before age 23. So if you're a teacher, a coach, and you're noticing someone having any panic symptoms, sadness, crying, or let's say someone's in a school that's maybe too big of an environment for their sensory perception, I would like to kind of give a shout out into the future. I'd like to imagine a society where we actually do mental wellness assessments, not to put a diagnosis on someone, but to use terms like the neurostyle. So people have less judgment and have more acceptance and self-love earlier on. I think it would be really great to have more prevention and look at your family genetic history. So I just want to say that, and then we can go into the show, but I just want people to know that, you know, you're not alone if you have a family history of depression, anxiety. People can thrive. I mean, I see people, when they get the right help, they do really wonderfully.
Absolutely, dear. Absolutely. I am so much there with you. I know. So this awesome show that you have, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh, thank you. So it started in 2016. It's called The Dr. Denise Show, and I have different series to match different target audiences. So I have a series called The Embrace Your Neurostyle and Beyond. I have On Staying Sane. I have the Creative Mind series. I have Diva Discussions. My son agreed last year, but now he's dating, to a series, My Son, My Teacher. And I've done Champion Mindset. So what I try to do, because a lot of times people are trying to curate what is the show about. So I have different themes and different but kind of audiences. And the whole theme, though, the universal truth of it all is about changing the way we think, talk, and act about mental health. And even paying attention to our words is very important. For instance, paradigm shift, I use paradigm progression, because all the knowledge we had before is important. And so within every show that you listen to, there's going to be my wisdom and knowledge with wordsmithing and really having people realize that what you tell yourself, so like a cognitive behavioral reframing. And I've had incredible guests like you and Tom. I feel very fortunate. Last year, I don't know, I think I used my show as like a form of channeling. I'm really blessed to just get ideas when I'm swimming. And I did 127 shows last year. Now, I didn't try to do that many. And this year, I'm actually taking those concepts, and I've trademarked some of the different shows, and I'm going to be doing more events. So it's more like, I would say it's a transmission, the show, and also a sacred space, and it's attracting, it's an energy field. So I've used my Dr. Denise Show. I have not taken sponsorship money. I have never taken money from pharmaceutical companies. I've been approached to do things that are at a very big scale, and I wanted to do this for many, many years and attract certain individuals to go kind of next level. So I'm being very precise with my time and very grateful for anyone that's on the show or anyone that I meet.
Absolutely. And so if people want, you know, I know, you know, those listening are going to want to know how to either go to your site or go to where the shows are that you're speaking of. And so can you give a little information about that so they can make some notes?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's it's really on many platforms. DrDeniseMD.com, AscensionMedia.love. It's on Pandora, Apple, Spreaker, Spotify, and 10 other platforms. So if you just put in the Dr. Denise Show, it will pop up in many places. And I feel very fortunate. It's international. I'm sure you know it's very feel very blessed when people around the globe tune in. And I'm inspired by the people that I'm meeting on the journey. So whether you end up being a listener or you contact me to be on the show, I thank you, past, present, and future helpers and friends.
Well, you know, the term holistic also, the reason I'm bringing this up right now is because I had someone that I was speaking with a couple days ago who was checking in about our radio show and the next program and all of that. And, of course, people knowing us, but there are a lot of people who don't and are just finding out about us, that there are, and there appears to be more and more, Denise, people who are looking for more of a natural way to do things. And this is such a blessing. I mean, I am just, I don't have to tell you, because I think that there's that same sense, you know, that you have within yourself. And through every trial and tribulation and joys, you know, comes something. And there is definitely an awakening going on. I would say more than has in a while. And people are realizing things that they kind of sensed before, but these things that they sensed are coming to the surface more and more. And they're wanting to find out more about what that's about. So the natural and holistic, or whatever, there's lots of words we could use. you know, even spiritual, you know, spiritual is, quote, not religion. It's you know, that spiritual energy that each and every one of us are. And so
can I just respond?
Absolutely.
So a couple things. I think one of the most important things here on planet Earth is for everyone to keep an open mind, and that all the tools in the toolbox are, could be appropriate at different times, but you have to trust your own inner voice. And I do a combination of Western, Eastern, holistic health. And I will say this now, because I think your audience is there, that I'm highly intuitive and I have different rituals that I do. So I blend my Western views and understanding scientifically with my intuition, and I help people to access their own inner voice. Everyone's perception's different. So like before an appointment, I even like before receiving the show with you today, I was out in nature. I hit reset, and I teach people how to find their own answers and have their own perception, be their own best healers. I give people data. I give people choices. And everyone knows that I always do the least amount of prescriptions or none. And it doesn't mean we should judge people who have severe mental health challenges or not, that sometimes medicines are okay. It's not even words like natural and holistic. Sometimes people, if you hear Western medicine or you hear pharmacy, people go into these shock PTSD of, oh, no, and it's like a divisiveness. So I love the concept of holistic health, but I'm even going to take it one step further and call it, I practice universal medicine. I see things from the universe, not just Earth. And my Embrace Your Neurostyle and Beyond is because I also know that many people come to see me are accessing levels of psychic abilities, intuition, higher levels of perception, love. When they tune into a radio show and they hear someone, they might pick up on many people's feelings. And so there's a real kind of need for everyone to remember that our words, thoughts, and actions are vibrating energetically, and that all the choices we make lead to health. Open-minded is the most important thing, and I believe, you know, I believe for me, life has become the meditation, but there's a lot, you've done this on your show, this is your show. But a lot of people that don't have those tools in the toolbox don't even know how to access it. And it starts with paying attention to your words, thoughts, and actions. If you don't know how to be in this moment of now, you're not going to be able to have the highest level of mental wellness.
I so agree. And, you know, you certainly know this phrase, Denise, very well. The most important conversation you could ever have is the one you have with yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. And those words, you know, in the beginning, however one believes spiritually, you know, it's not, quote, a religion thing. It's, you know, vibration. And that's why I love doing some of the things that, you know, are, that I'm passionate about, in addition to what we do with our paper and everything. And that is the, you know, sound and vibration and the quartz crystal singing bowls and all these wonderful sounds that different things make, like the tuning forks. And, you know, life is energy. Life is vibration. And it goes on and on and on and on and on and on.
Can I? So, here, hold on 1 second. Ready?
Uh-huh. There you go. Yes. Yes.
Just thought I'd add my little Tibetan bowl. Say hello.
Absolutely. That's why I like doing what I did at the beginning of the show. And instead of playing some kind of a, you know, CD or whatever, it's like, you know, we have the ability to make these awesome sounds. And then, and the steel tongue drum is something that I just have fallen in love with. So it's like my sidekick. It's like my sidekick.
Aww. That's a great sidekick.
Yes. I travel around with my little buddies, you know, and when I go to Airbnbs, making some transition with myself, and I take these things with me, and, you know, everybody where I go just wants to play with them. It's like, oh,
you know what? I just love that you just gave that visual of not only the sound, but the playfulness and how happy you feel when you travel around. And I'd like to encourage and invite people, and this is a form of play. I have a bag that I bring when I go to see my dear friend, and I pack things in the bag as though it's a toy box. And it's full of joy. So when you're thinking about the outfits you wear, the things you pack in your bag, whether you want to call it your, like, play bag, your magic carpet, your moving altar, I think people,
I feel like
that kind of that also instills that we're kind of in charge of hitting our own reset, starting our magic carpet, and sound is joyful. So even asking yourself, what gives you joy?
Well, there's one other thing that I carry around. excuse my voice. Here we go again. I am a hula hooper, and
I love hula in the garage.
And I honestly, literally, I have this in my car all the time. I think I shared with you how I taught my little. I have a 5-year-old awesome granddaughter in Hawaii, and when she was 2, I was there visiting, and I got a couple hula hoops, and I got the regular size, and so I, you know, showed her what I was doing, and oh my God, she just loved it. Oh my God, and she, you know, she started. I gave it to her, and she was mimicking me as much as she could, you know, as a little 2-year-old body, right? And I said to my son Denise, I said, you know, maybe I should get a smaller one. And he says, no, Mom, don't do that. Just let her grow into this. And you should see her at five years old. Oh my God, we just had so much fun. And if we do a video chat, you know, I'll say, oh, hon, I'll get my hula hoop. You want to get yours? And she says, yeah, she calls me Lala. And that's a whole other thing, Lala. You know, we go around, la, 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 la. And that happened when she was in her swing at 12 months old, and I looked at her little eyes, and I said, what do you want to call me? And at that time, I was singing to her. I was, you know, humming and singing. And so I'm going, la, la. And I looked when I asked her that question, and I looked at her and I said, oh, I know, honey, how about Lala? And I swear her little eyes were like looking straight through me, and my son and daughter-in-law are behind me watching all this stuff. And my daughter-in-law almost wanted to kind of stop. You know, she just thought, well, no, let her decide what she wants to call. You know, in other words, don't have me put it in her mind. But my son stopped my daughter-in-law from saying, you know, I'm so intuitive too, as you know, and it's like I knew what Dayana was going to say, what my daughter-in-law was going to say, but my son kind of like nudged her because they were behind me, and he kind of stopped her. So it was a very precious time, because when I said, oh, I know, honey, how about Lala? And the way she looked at me, we had a conversation going on, and I tell this story to this day at 5 years old, and she just loves hearing me say this, special. And we do. We'll just go into la, 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 hey, la, la.
A shared play, super synchronicity moment in time. And you just covered sound. You just covered movement.
And I think when people sort of like the myth busting, when you think, oh, here's a psychiatrist, what's she going to say on the show? I'm just being playful now. I mean, I will tell you that a lot of what I'm asking people too when I check in with them is, how are you having fun? What are you doing for your moving meditation? And I actually, when I swim, I let things drop into my awareness. I do laps where I do calm laps of love, where I send like almost like prayers out to people. This is where I have my quiet time, where things come to me. And when I hear this natural organic play with your granddaughter, I think we have not been taught enough the power of just being happy. Are you having inner peace? A lot of times the language is, where are you going on vacation? But sometimes people go on vacations and they need a vacation from the vacation.
Yeah.
So I think building in a vacation mindset in between, like even if I had stress, I turned myself, I mean, I had 20 minutes out there. I looked like I was in the Bahamas. I live in Manhattan Beach. And now I'm here having this lovely conversation with you. But I couldn't wait to get to this moment of now. But I'm like, Denise, be in this one, be in this one. So I think we are such, we're also our own cheerleaders. And I think being your own best friend is the most important thing.
Absolutely,
too.
Sweetie.
And that's not, these things are under-discussed.
Yeah, no, like I said, you know, the greatest love of all is love of self. And when you have that love of self, you have it to give to others. And if you don't, you know, it's like an empty vessel. It's very hard to give something when you don't have it. So certainly have learned that through my life. And I know our first conversation with Tom on, we went into so many avenues.
Oh my goodness.
Of our lives. It was absolutely amazing. So you are awesome.
Can I do just a deep gratitude dive on you and Tom? So I just want to say thank you, because the two of you way back in 1986, were on your own journeys of listening to your inner voices prior to any sort of technology, found each other with a little sheet of paper kind of hanging on a poster board, and your vision and connectedness and how do we get all types of information for healing, wellness, not illness, and attracting so many unique people is just a wonderful story. So I want to elevate and celebrate the two of you and also your own each neurostyle gifts of how you both access your intuition, and Tom's got his logic. I mean, you guys make a really, I don't know if you've ever dressed up for Halloween, like a dynamic duo with like a cape or something with like your favorite letter, but I envision you guys needing to do some really fun little out compliment each other.
Well, absolutely, and I'm going to be careful how I say this. You know, he's coming out here to Florida because we are going to go, you know, he hasn't physically been to the auditorium, Sarasota Auditorium, Municipal Auditorium, where we're going to be having our expo in September. And so he's making a trip out here on the 11th for a week or two so that, you know, he can do some on-ground stuff, because I've been doing pretty much the on-ground. And his birthday was several days ago.
happy birthday, Tom.
Yeah. And so there's, I told him that I had something planned, and it's like, I want to tell you, but I don't, because if he listens to this, then he'll know, and I don't. But it has to do with water. I mean, I told him this. It has to do around water, you know, the Gulf, and air. It's something I've done before, but I know it'll be a neat experience for him. So I'll have to kind of let you know off air exactly what it is.
Yeah, but I think you guys should, I don't know if he's going to listen, but I think it'd be a really fun picture if you guys had like some sort of superhero capes with your hula hoop and his tennis racket or something fun, because it's so neat to just celebrate all the years that you guys have complimented one another, right?
Oh, God, you are so sweet. I just, yes. And being different like we are, and at the same time, there's definitely a thread several threads that have connected us, you know, through all these years. And it's interesting because, Denise, a lot of times people just automatically think we're married, and I'm going, no, and they'll say, you're not. No, you know, no, we're not.
Well, can I just clarify? I actually think you guys are, but it's a spiritual marriage.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, I guess, yeah, I would say that as well. You know, it's well, my words have been divinely, you know, it's a divine mission that plucked us out of the universe, the way I say it and have said it. And yeah,
sacred
absolutely.
Vision.
Because
we're sacred visionaries.
Right. And that's definitely, definitely the thread that has carried this through, you know, all these years. And it's not, well, it's that thread through all these years has been an enjoyable one, a gratitude one. It's not been one where it's like, oh no, you know, dreading this or dreading that. Nothing like that. Nothing at all.
Can
like
I
that.
Say something? Mm-hmm. This is one of those shut the front door moments, everyone. Marcia just used the word thread, and I just launched a new series that just I did one show, and I'm going to be doing it once a month called The Golden Thread. And I just launched that, and I'm doing co-hosting with Beverly Bergman, and she and I can almost like finish each other's sentences. We're very telepathically connected, and her beautiful prose that she writes that are her prayers. We all have our unique superpowers on Earth, right, our avatar powers. And I love that you were just talking about you and he as threads. And I think for all of us, when we look at our own unique golden thread, what inspires us? What gives us joy? Who do we want to invite in our like sandbox to play with? When we mm-hmm. get really clear on that, that's when we're having our most joyful ride and or peaceful ride on Earth. And I think it is
absolutely.
Such a gift to meet. You know, I even said, I wrote a really cute thing after hanging out with Bev. I said, Who's the Bev in your life? Like, we all have people that we play well with or that inspire us. And I think if we all took each other with that level of reverence, one of my other phrases of the year is reverent relationships rock. I think people would be a lot happier if we looked at each other like golden
absolutely.
Threads.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it. You know, it's also, it has us not take ourselves so seriously. You know, there's many sentences that kind of share that thought process, which is, you know, don't take life so seriously. But again, I don't like using the words don't and all this. I usually just turn the words into more positive. But Denise, I want to make sure that the listeners, again, as we come to a conclusion here, know how to reach your information, how to reach you. Listeners, Dr. Denise is an awesome, awesome lady who's doing so many wonderful things on the planet. And, you know, the fact that we had the opportunity to connect and that Mom initially did, you know, we really cherish this connection and this relationship, and having her on the show today was and is our opportunity to share her with you all. So be sure to reach out just with questions. You know, you don't have to have a specific agenda in getting in touch with her. You know, a lot of times just making a phone call or doing an email or reaching out in whatever way is best for you. So Denise, can you give your contact info again and how they can reach you?
Sure, absolutely. So it's Dr. Denise, DrDeniseMD.com. And if you want to call, my office is 310-944-9493. I have a library that's also ascensionmedia.love. It's another kind of quantum space with all my most recent media. If you want to listen to the shows, they're on Apple. They're on my website, all of them. They're on ascensionmedia.love. They're on Apple, Spotify, Pandora, and everything. And I'm looking forward to hopefully meeting you guys sometime this year or next in person. I'm a single mom, so I have to be mindful of being present for my son, but I'm looking forward to meeting you and Tom at some point.
Well, perhaps we can, you know, manage you getting out here for the expo in September out in Sarasota, Florida. Perhaps.
I will think perhaps. About that. I don't want to say no or yes. It might have to be the year after because of my son's school schedule. We'll see. I would love to. I want to hear more about it. In fact, I feel like I should interview you guys about that.
Yes. Oh, well, this is our 16th year for the expo. We have 15 in Ohio and haven't had one for a couple years, and so we decided on having the 16th one here in Sarasota. So that's what we're doing. So it'll be lots of exhibitors and speakers and having and all that. So it is up on our site on healthyreferral.com under the expo tab. You can click on expo. And on that note, I want to send you lots and lots of love, and really appreciate being able to have such amazing communications and conversations with people on our show like this. And you are definitely one of those. So thank you so much. And we'll look for another time where we can expand on more and more things, because there's so much that we could talk about. So much.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity, and thank you. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone, and thank you, Marcia and Tom, for all that you do. And I will come to one of the expos either this year or soon. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Absolutely, dear. You have an amazing day, rest of the day, and we'll talk to you very soon. Thank you so much, Denise.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
And listeners, thank you for tuning in to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. And if you have questions for us, you can call at 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. And, of course, our website is healthyreferral.com. That's healthyreferral.com. One other thing I wanted to mention again, because people have asked me about it when they heard me mention it, you can go on to Amazon Kindle and put in The Ocean's Many Faces. That's a book that I wrote called The Ocean's Many Faces, and it is, at least I feel it's awesome. It has to do with the faces that I began seeing on shells and rocks on the shore of Nokomis Beach in the Sarasota area, and it turned into a book. And so you can go into The Ocean's Many Faces on Amazon Kindle and my name, which is Marcia Carnatelli Minor, and see how you can see the book and or get one if you choose to do that. And again, thank you. We love you all, and we'll talk to you again very soon, and we'll see you in the next show. Have a great weekend.